man in a suit. To have faith in what was promised, you'll take what you are given and wait for the reward due to you. Eyes closed, mouth wide open, transparent to the sky, assuming they are honest and trying not to cry, trusting in the promise.
to your knees. You don't call the shots for me or any other of my kind. So step right off and shut your mouth and open up your mind. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. I like the natural things in life, like honey dripping from the knife. I'm a Gemini and I ain't shy. I like to fly, so take me high. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
We'll be right back. lot of fun. Oh! Yeah, I love that ending. That's good. That's good. All right, so that was another Friday Night Nuts track from their album. Actually, the opening track from your album.
That's the opening track.
Right? That is the opening. The Swamp Lives On. Great track. So we're going to go back and shamelessly plug, because we do that here. So,
okay. Blade, so self-promotion.
Self-promotion, because, you know, self-love is always the best way to go. So, playing at the... this.
That didn't quite come out right.
There's a... I work in the metals industry, and so there's a company that I frequently get emails from called the Self Lube Company.
Whoa.
Okay. Yep, and they sell lubricants for machines.
Well, that's self-love. They haven't been sued by somebody who's into self-exploration or anything. Yeah,
hey, man, it's like your machine should lubricate itself.
Oh, my gosh, it's the machine.
Self-lubing. That's their whole thing. You know, it's a play on words. I saw somebody reading some sort of parody children's book, but it's not really a children's book, but it's called Balls Deep. And they started out with the swingers at the beginning of the story, and they're swinging and having a good old time. And it was like Dick and Mary, and like I was like, this is crazy. But it was written like a children's book, but it's definitely not. It's crazy. I diverge. Anyway, back to what we're talking. I got off on a tangent.
Where's
there.
Your mind?
In the gutter, where it properly belongs. Okay. So yes. So next Saturday, the 19th, and you're playing at the
New Farm.
New Farm. I always keep calling it the Garden.
Ten Cargo Way.
It's a great venue, man. It's a really cool place. It's kind of a DIY place itself, actually.
It's totally DIY, and it's actually a reincarnation of the original farm, which used to be on, before I moved to San Francisco, it used to be at Potrero and Cesar Chavez.
Right, right.
And they had a lot of punk shows and just, you know, but they also had the whole farm thing. They had, you know, the chickens and the goats and stuff, which
they still do.
They still have that.
Yeah.
And the new place is out by Heron's Head Park, which is a beautiful park.
Yeah.
It's one of the under-visited parks of the city.
Yeah.
And it's actually run by an old friend of my wife's and myself, Andy Pollock, who needs to be...
Okay, acknowledged.
He needs to be acknowledged, because he's put a lot into that place to keep that place up and running. And it's been going for, I think, 6 years.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, they put on a lot of shows. And they don't just have punk shows. They have world music. They have jazz. They have all.
Yeah, no, they cover the gamut. They just let people come in and they do their shows, and it's kind of a collective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, and it should be also said that, you know, anyone that comes to that show, we ask that they please donate.
Absolutely, because they are that the place is run on donations.
It's completely run on donations,
just like this place, Radio Valencia.
gotta keep giving if we, you know, as much as we can.
Yeah, we are a community, and that is the whole thing. We have to help each other out. We're not being funded by anybody.
No,
we're being funded by you, the listener. The people who come to see shows, people who listen to this show and other shows on Radio Valencia. So we're plugging right now here. We're shamelessly plugging. We're going to continue to do so. Also, so that right before that we heard Frightwig.
Yep.
Two tracks by Frightwig, and we heard Man's Gotta Do What a Man's Gotta Do, and before that we heard My Crotch Does Not Say Go. Both great tracks off their most recent album, We Need to Talk.
Actually, My Crotch is from an earlier album.
Right.
And that actually has Cecilia singing on it, who passed away in 2017.
That's right. And rest in peace, Cecilia.
And Cecilia was an amazing force of nature.
I never got to meet her. I wish I had.
Oh, man. She was something.
Yeah.
She was fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a song that, they actually did do a reissue of it on an EP they did called Hit Return.
Yes.
That was probably
2013.
Yeah, was that early? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2013. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
And they re-recorded some songs from their original right. first two albums, Cat Farm Fabu and Faster Fright Week Kill Kill.
Yes.
So they had a couple of songs from that on that EP. But the latest album, We Need to Talk, was all recorded. And they did redo some stuff for that, too. But there's a few more
new songs,
recent songs yeah. on that one.
Yeah, really good record. I highly recommend it. The artwork is really well done on that record.
Yeah, that was my wife's baby. She,
yeah.
She spent a lot of time on that artwork.
The album cover reminds me a bit of the Jethro Tull Thick as a Brick. Where you could
thick as a brick.
Remember that? Where you could open up, you opened up the newspaper, and you can sit there and read it while you listen to the record. Which I think that's one of the things that that the digital music lacks.
It does.
It lacks that visceral kind of. Oh, I've opened up a piece, and the delicate way you handle a piece of vinyl. I mean, there's just something ritualistic about that.
That is,
you know, and I don't carry my vinyl. It's everything for me is so simple to keep on a computer and like just play it digitally. And it's I hop on BART with a backpack. I'm carrying record boxes,
and it doesn't decay in sound quality like vinyl does.
No,
but there is. I agree with you, and you know, we were really happy to be able to do vinyl, and it was actually kind of a birthday present from my wife.
I have it right here. It's a beautiful piece of vinyl
to be able to do it. And
you got all the lyrics in here and everything.
We do. We have
that is the one of the most my most favorite thing about vinyl is it, when you pull up open up a record and you look at it and it's like, oh, you get the lyrics printed out there. The artwork is so big, and you can sit and listen to it and read the lyrics while you're listening to it, and it's there's a tactile experience that goes along with vinyl
that's
not existent in any other format.
Absolutely. I'm going to age myself, but I bring myself back to albums by Alice Cooper or The Who. These were more than trinkets.
Right.
More than, I don't even know what you call these little things that you purchase online that are...
They're just sound bites. It lacks the personal. Now, I like the portability of it.
The portability is fantastic that, you know, people can compile their favorite playlist so easily, you know, rather than doing the mixtape where you would sit there and
get your
vinyl and you'd play a track and you record it on your cassette.
Oh, player, yeah. Well, you
pause and then put on the next one. And
high fidelity, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I a lot of me is that character. That is me in a lot of ways. At least, or was me. In a lot of ways.
The mixtape guy.
The mixtape. I was the mixtape guy. I always made mixtapes, especially for the girls. I always made the mixtapes for the girls, and they always had a message behind it. I was a shy kid.
The mixtape themes.
The themes. And then I'd make mixtapes for my friends, which were completely different. They were like, oh, yeah, this is Dragons and Fire and the stories. And so, actually, I've modeled my show after what I did as a mixtape. So most of my shows, this show's unique in the fact that we're doing an interview, but most of my shows, they'll be like these arcs and these storylines that are just kind of cobbled together through song. So I just kind of try to feel a vibe, movie soundtrack kind of thing. So that's
very cool.
So that's the whole thing where that. But I literally did things like alphabetized by genre, you know, like I'll alphabetize by, you know, categories. Or like, as he did in the movie, we're going like, oh, by when I heard this. Which was like, I never took it to that extreme, but I'm like, I get that. I really do. It was so fun. All right, so backtracking again. Before Frightwig, who's also playing this coming up next Saturday.
They are.
This is awesome. We had Dizzy Twin, which is also another band that Mia's in. And she wouldn't give up any dirt on you. I tried. She's a good sister.
Yeah.
She's a good sister.
Yeah, she protects my secrets.
Oh, come on. I even sent her a little devil picture. She's like, come on, give me a story. Give me a story.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I don't protect his secrets.
Oh. Dirt.
I'll dish the dirt, but
oh boy.
You have to come to our show and I'll tell you some stories.
Yeah. Right on.
Dave always tells stories, especially at shows.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you guys, you also did a show right here at the Makeout Room for us when we did a benefit show a couple years back.
Yeah, that's fun. We love playing there.
Yeah, that's a cool venue next door. They always have fun stuff going on there. So shout out to the Makeout Room, who's next door to us. Dizzy Twin, before that, we heard the Marshmallow Test, which apparently she did participate in, right?
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
When I was very, very little, there was psychological tests that were being done by Stanford researchers where they, well, my sister can tell it better than I can, but where they'd have little kids and they'd ask them, do you want a marshmallow now or do you want two marshmallows or three marshmallows later? And they'd be trying to test whether these little poor kids could delay their gratification. So I'm not sure if it's a good thing to do or not.
I'm not either.
They must have had a good reason for it.
Well, but, no, they just experiment. Science is more about all about coulda, not shoulda.
Yeah.
But yeah, I tell everything on the line. She says I flunked the marshmallow test.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a flunking.
I probably would have too.
I probably would have too.
Eat the damn marshmallow.
Eat the marshmallow. And then Chlorodyne, which is a very interesting track that it was before that was from Empire, which is a really cool track. It's, but probably the first. I mean, when I first heard of Dizzy Twin, they were opening up for Eric McFadden and Angela Moore.
Yeah.
At the Bottom of the Hill, and I was like, "All right, well, who's Dizzy Twin?" I mean, like, I listened to it. I'm like, "Holy shit, this is really cool." And so when they were setting up, I just introduced myself to Mia, and she was such a generous person and gave her time. And she came and did an interview with Paul and here right after that. And then I had them in here right after they did the EP for Polarity. So they've been by a few times, and I'd love to have them back again. And maybe I will sometime in the future.
Dizzy Twin, one of my favorite bands. They are Sonic Umami.
Exactly.
Great.
A lot of good stuff. Yeah, yeah. Very, very fun.
And again, getting back to the DIY aspect of it, all those amazing sounding albums were all done pretty much by Paul and Mia in their apartment.
In their apartment, yeah.
Yeah, and they're as good as any professional.
Oh, they're wonderful people
recording,
too. Yeah.
Recording studio could do. I mean, yeah. it's
top
Paul
notch.
Paul is a genius.
Yeah, very good.
Also, their drummer Mike Tornatore. He's one of my favorite local drummers. Since I met him, I think he's an incredible drummer. I've learned so much from him just by watching him.
And we might we better put a shout out to the cross pollination here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your
bass player
mm-hmm.
happens to be our bass player.
That's right.
That's right. We haven't talked about Tim very much.
Right. Well, he didn't show up. I mean, that's just like he got the
yeah. He had other things to do today. So
you have better things to do than this.
Well, awesome. No better, but other.
Other.
Yeah. I mean, how can anything be better than this? Right?
I know.
But we love Tim, and you know he's been an amazing addition to our band.
Right on.
And he's the most recent member. He's only been playing with us for about a year and a half.
Yeah, but such a hard-working bass player. I mean, he plays for all sorts of outfits. Not only us, not only Dizzy Twin, Velveeta. I mean, he's been on. He's
Electrophonic. Plays Electrophonic.
He's a crazy awesome bass player. We're lucky to have him.
No, he's.
Shout out to you, Tim, Mr. Purdue.
Heard on Tim as a bass player. I appreciate you. Shout out for you, Tim. Okay, before that, we stuck on the Dizzy thing. So we had Dizzy Mystics that were before that at the beginning of the set.
The mind blowing
music. They're from Canada.
That's amazing.
There's some amazing stuff. There's two tracks from their album. It is called. Lost track of it. Farther up the bell. Dizzy, there it is. Okay, yeah, it's called Wanderlust. And two tracks were called. The first one was called Letter, and the second one was called Diamond Duller. Which is interesting because you think of a diamond cutter. Conceptually, a diamond duller might be a. I don't know what that actually means. I didn't really dive into those lyrics, but because the music was just driving my senses nuts. But yeah, very good band out of Canada. All right, so please show up next Saturday at the New Farm. I unfortunately will not be there because I will be following my son's band in Santa Cruz, and they're doing a show down there. And so. Now the nepotism set. All right, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from my previous band, which I'm still playing with the guitar player Bill Donahue was we did earlier with Animom. So we're going to do the first track, which is called Overwatt Hill, which is before I joined the band, but it's about really is about growing, getting old, and playing the rock and roll thing. And then the second track is the first track that I wrote with the band called Die for Dark Side. And then I'm going to play some shit by Sun's bands, and I'll explain all that later. And then we'll go on because we have more time. All right, Radio Valencia, I am the Alchemist. This has been hanging out with the guys from Friday Night Nuts, having a blast.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And we're going to have some more fun in down the line. So now, music.
Soaking up the sun on a Wednesday. Ocean breeze is blue, sets up till the sun's rays. I held a bucket of seeds to sow. Watching all the water where it comes up and flows. Did a pirouette to the round he fell. A lace rose caught his eyes, he rose.